have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It was raining in L.A. this morning, and I was surprised it rained last night. I feel like it's raining all over the world, but we need it, so it's no problem. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. What does it mean to defend the faith? What does it mean to defend the faith? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're too busy to just sit and watch the show, of course you can podcast it, but you can listen on your phone. All right, you can be listening to the show as it's happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing. Whether you're at the park, jogging, running, lifting weights, protesting ICE, pretending you love the illegals so much you're out there fighting for them when it's really about the vote, or you want to give the illegal aliens health insurance, or you want to give them Medicare, or whatever. And you're out there fighting, pretending like it's about love. Or you're saying that the riot did not happen with ICE in L.A. Whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show. No matter where you are, then when you get home from lying all day, you can watch the show again. But you can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And every Friday here is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is Express Yourself Friday. It is also because we love the blacks. It is Black Friday. This was then when I was growing up. Look at that. So nice, huh? And this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey.
What?
What's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong? What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter? You can get involved, and we were going to move a lot of calls today. It's Open Line Friday, right? Oh, God. We had the men's forum last night. And it was the first of the month, so it was the first Thursday of every month. And it was amazing. The one thing I've already said before, but it's worth mentioning again, is that the spirit of evil, which is in the mind, the heart of every human being, there's not one that avoid it. And only a few will overcome it. But I noticed that a while back now, that evil, the spirit of evil that made a home in the mind and emotions, tell everyone the same thing. It speaks to everyone in this, about the same thing, different situations sometimes, but the same thing. It lies to everyone. And I also noticed that because human beings don't know that they are being controlled by evil, that their thoughts are not their own, their ways are not their own. They don't know that they're being taught, that the voice that they hear in their head, their mind, their imagination is that of evil. They truly think it's their voice, and they think that their decisions, those decisions are from them. They literally think they make those decisions. And he does it with everyone. It's mind-blowing hearing the different stories, and they are all the same. And the human beings believe the same, and so they act out the same. Situations sometimes are different, but the same spirit. And he speaks every language. It doesn't matter what your language is. Evil understand your language. English, Allahu Abba, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, oh, you all right? Whatever the language is, say speak it. It's mind-blowing to see that. And it doesn't matter what part of the world you live in. He does the same thing. Amazing. Miss form last night. Really, really was. A young man came all the way. He flew in from Oregon just for the meeting, and he went back last night. Isn't that amazing? He won it. And if you want the truth more than anything else, the truth will come and make a home in you. It really will. But you got to want it, and want it first above all things. You can't pretend you want the truth, but secretly you want a wife. You can't pretend you want the truth, but secretly you want a husband, or you want a this, or you want that. So you're pretending that you want the truth. It doesn't work that way. You cannot deceive the truth. You can only deceive yourself. Amazing meeting last night. Amazing. I was talking to a young lady the other day, and the young lady was mad at the Democrat liberal people, angry at them to an insane degree. And I told her that you need to calm down because you end up doing things that you'll regret later. And she would say, well, the Democrats, the liberal, if you don't do something, they're going to destroy America. They'll destroy America. They'll destroy the children. What about the children? And I'm like, you better calm down because your mind got you. And what I realized, and I've realized this before, is that you are not allowed, if you want perfect peace, you are not allowed to identify with anything or anyone. You're not allowed to identify as a conservative Christian Republican or a liberal Democrat, socialist Democrat, whatever, or Democrat or Republican. You can't, if you want to be free and not controlled by evil, you cannot have any identities at all. That's what you have to die from. And when you, because when you take on identities, you become what you believe that you are. You believe that you're a good conservative Christian Republican. Conservative Republican. You're going to act that out, and you're going to judge everyone that's not that. And if you believe that you're a liberal, Democrat, socialist, whatever they believe now, you're going to believe that that's what you are, who you are, and you're going to defend that. And anyone that is against it become your enemy, and you want to fight. Because what I've noticed that any identity that you take on, you defend it for dear life. You defend it, and you believe that you're right in defending it. Isn't that amazing? It's like when you get married. The moment you and your girlfriend before marriage say you love one another, and you say you belong to one another, ownership. And now the fight starts because you believe she belongs to you and you belong to her, no matter what it is. I want you to know, do what you want, but you got to drop all identity. You cannot identify as anything or anyone. It becomes ownership. Religions fight one another. Different sectors of religion fight one another because they think that their religion is better than the other person. And they fight. And they want to conquer you. Because they believe and they have not understood that all thoughts or all lies all the time about anything. And I want you to know that conservatives, Christian conservative Republicans and liberal Democrat, whatever you want to call yourself, radical socialist or nice Democrat, whatever you want to call yourself, they're both the same. There's no different in them. They're just two different identities that in their mind, which are just thoughts anyway, which are not true, they think that they are better than the other. But the Republicans, the liberal media, they're no better than anyone else. They're both the same. And if it wasn't for Donald Trump right now, the great white hope, Donald Trump, what manner of man is this, right? The wind and the sea obeys him. They call him king. They call him daddy. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, you would know and remember that prior to Donald Trump, the Republicans' representatives and the conservative media were no different than the Democrats. They were voting on the same thing in agreement. They were okay with the borders being wide open. They stood for nothing. Only thing that the Republicans did or hold meetings pretending that they were going to do something about something, and nothing changed. And it wasn't until Donald Trump got in there that you started to see a change, a physical change in the Republican Party. God forbid if Donald Trump ever leave, the Republican going back to their old nature. They're about themselves. They're not about Republican voters at all. And so here you are taking this, I am a conservative Christian Republican, and I hate the liberal Democrats, and I'm going to fight them. That's what you call insanity. But if you don't take any identity at all, and then you vote, you watch, pay attention, and you decide to vote. You vote for the person that you want to vote for, not because you've taken on an identity from them or the party or anything like that. The Democrats and Republicans are fighting, and the Republicans hate the Democrats as much as the Democrat hates them. There is no love, even though they have the title of Christian. They don't love one another. They hate one another because both sides believe that they're better and that they're right. And you have two devils fighting. You must do what you want, but if you want to be free, you got to drop the social nature. You got to drop it. If you want life, life is not going to come until after the spiritual death. Delusional death. The fake self. And you go around and you're taking on, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Christian, I'm a this. And if you notice, and you're not noticing because you are so busy lost in your false identities that you don't notice that the Republican Christians, conservative, whatever you want to call themselves, feel about men in the same way that the liberal Democrat, non-Christian, atheist does or do. They don't want men to lead. They want women to lead. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and after a caller, a friend of ours, called in, and he said that he voted for a woman over in Virginia, and she is a quote-unquote Republican woman. And he voted for her because there was a Democrat woman, female, running against a Republican female. And I'm like, you voted for a woman? And he was like, yeah, because I prefer her since she's a conservative and Bible values kind of a person over the Democrat female person. And so I was talking to a friend of mine, good friend, and he's a Christian, good guy. Well, you know, for as good as can be. And I asked him, would you vote for a female? And he said the same, pretty much the same thing. Yeah, if she had those biblical values and she was this or that. And so I asked him, do you believe that women were created to lead or to follow? And he said that, well, I believe women were created to follow. And so I asked, well, why would you vote for a female? And he mentioned again, well, if I vote for a Democrat, male or female, but if I vote for a Democrat female or don't vote at all, I'm allowing the Democrats to do what they do to the country and to the family and all that, right? And so I ask, do you believe in the order of God, God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children, but the man is over the woman, so the man is showing the woman how to raise the children. Just FYI. And he said, yeah. And so I asked, well, if you keep voting for a woman just because, how will we ever get back the order of God? If you keep voting the females in, how will you ever get back the order of God? I forgot what his response was. And you voted for females, and you say you voted just because, not realizing that just because they're keeping you in hell. It's not bringing back your order. And just because a female is running, that doesn't mean you got to vote for. And you say, well, what's going to happen if I don't vote for a female conservative or, but on the other side, female Democrat? Eventually the order will come back if you don't vote for them. The world is not getting any better by voting for these females. It's not getting any better. and you keep voting for them just because. Why not? Why not? Don't vote for them. And eventually, when you stop voting for them, they can't win elections. And then eventually a man will step up and you vote for a man. But for some reason, that kind of clear thinking doesn't exist anymore. Because you live in your imagination. And these conservative females, Christian conservative females, are no different, and Christian conservative men, too, are no different than the Democrat female or male. They don't care. They're not about what is right. May God have mercy on America. So do what you want, but I would recommend you not identify as anything. You must die from all delusions, illusion of oneself, so that you can think clearly, see clearly, and overcome the world. For those who want to be free, the men and women who want to be free, it's up to you. And a lot of people are afraid to say that because they don't want you to think that they are misogynists or all that stupid stuff that the devil children think about you, including the conservative Christian females and males. Either you're going to be free or not. 99.5 won't do. You got to do 100. Because the truth is not going to bend to you at all. It's not going to change his mind and say, oh, okay, I understand why you're doing that. So, okay, I helped you anyway. It doesn't work that way. Either you're 100% with the truth, want it, and nothing else but that before anything or anyone, or you don't. You can't pretend and think that you're going to have it. You won't. It is a spiritual battle. So I suggest you drop all identities as a so-called Christian, conservative, Republican, or Democrat, liberal, Democrat, whatever, or independent. They have independent people. People call themselves independent voters, too, or something like that. All fake. Lost identities. And you can't see clearly when you identify with it because you take on ownership. What a mess. And evil is real. And evil lives in human beings. I was counseling with a nice lady in another part of the world yesterday. And really a nice lady, you know. And she said, when I heard you say that women were evil and that all people are evil, she said to herself, that's right, all people are evil. But she didn't think of herself as being evil. All people meant everybody but her. And hi, nice lady. I know you're watching. It was fun talking to you. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven, by the way. Phone, walk-in, or Skype, or FaceTime, or whatever. Skype, one of those. And she said that she had been going to different counselors all her life because of different situations, and she never got better. But when she heard, when she realized, you know what, I am evil, that's when things start to change for her. She forgave her mother. She went and did that. She's now doing the silent prayer. And after all these years of counseling and with different people and everything, going to these, I call them programs, nothing worked until she realized she was evil. And forgave. That's every human being. There's not one that escape it. And good news, eternal life is available for all who want it, who will accept it. For all who want it. Most people don't want it, but for all those who want it, eternal life can be yours. Earth is not heaven, and God is not man. Amazing, huh? Did you hear about this from the Blaze? Pennsylvania police said a 61-year-old man shot and killed a woman and her husband because she wouldn't leave her husband for him. Then allegedly killed their one-year-old son as well. Watch this from 6th. ABC Philadelphia.
I'm Fred Shropshire. This investigation has unfolded over several weeks as police discovered the bodies of a father, mother, and one-year-old child at crime scenes in two different towns.
Longtime Berks County District Attorney John Adams laying out the disturbing details of the triple murder of members of the same family, a 31-year-old couple and their one-year-old son, Jaden.
Defenseless one-year-old.
Adams says Jose Luis Rodriguez confessed to killing Geraldina Peguera Mancebo and Jaden on September 12th and her husband, Junior Cabrera Colon, the next day. Court documents lay out a potential motive, stating Rodriguez told investigators he planned the deaths of the mother and son because Geraldina was taking his money and because she refused to leave her husband.
During an interview with the defendant admitted to having some sort of relationship with Geraldina.
Authorities say Rodriguez told them he drove the two to a brushy field in Ontelani Township, where he first shot Geraldina in the head.
Defendant then took Jaden down the street and threw him in a lake close to where Geraldina had been killed. The defendant confirmed that Jaden was alive when he threw him face down in the muddy water.
That's what happens when you make the woman your God. Or you make the man your God, ladies. After confessing to the murder of the woman and her son, the man also confessed of killing the husband, to killing the husband.
Geraldina's family reported her and Jaden missing later that night. Then Rodriguez allegedly told authorities he got into a physical altercation with Cabrera Colon the next morning during an argument over Geraldina.
Rodriguez told the police that during this altercation, a gun was knocked out of Cabrera's hand and that Rodriguez picked up the gun and fired one shot at Cabrera, hitting him in the back of the head.
Reading police first found Cabrera Colon's body in Bear Park later on September 13th, while also searching for Geraldina and Jaden. Adams says Rodriguez eventually confessed to placing the body there after detectives showed him surveillance video of his vehicle near the park. Geraldina's body was found by police on September 19th and Jaden the next day. And authorities found Geraldina and Jaden by pinging her cell phone. Adams says Rodriguez told detectives where to find Geraldina's purse and phone and the gun used to shoot her, which we are told he obtained illegally. He is facing 3 counts of first-degree murder in this case, and authorities tell us they are possibly pursuing the death penalty.
Amazing. Hell on earth. Some people are afraid of going to hell when they die. You're already in hell. Anyone that has anger is in hell already. Right here on earth while you live. If you have anger / resentment. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. All angry people are capable of that and anything else. They have no love. Satan, spirits, evil spirits are your gods. Back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Morning, my friend just text me. The one I had the conversation with about where he vote for a female, and he said, yeah, and I'm like, well, how would the order come back? He just texted me. He said, and I don't know how to respond to this, so I'm out to get a white man, Hake, to come help me respond to him. He said, England was ruined before England chose Margaret Thatcher. Thatcher's ended up being the right person to turn England around to become very successful. If they chose the man instead, England would never have recovered. England now is going the wrong direction again. So I don't know anything about Margaret Thatcher. I do know that a lot of conservative Republican men and women act like they like Margaret Thatcher because Ronald Reagan liked Margaret. But I don't know anything about Margaret. I didn't know she was a so-called queen.
No, she was not a queen.
Margaret Thatcher wasn't a queen of England.
No, you're thinking about the Queen Elizabeth.
What?
Queen Elizabeth was a queen.
And who was Margaret Thatcher? I thought she was the queen.
I mean, you could say in a manner of speaking, she's a queen. But she was not a queen. She was the prime ministeress of England.
So Margaret Thatcher was not the mother of that boy that married that black woman, went over there and took him from his family.
No, you're thinking Queen Elizabeth, I guess. Or
what's that boy's name that came
no,
here?
No, that's you're thinking Princess Diana. Prince
no.
Harry. Prince Harry, Princess Diana had Prince Harry, right?
Oh, Diana was Harry's mama.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about his grandmama then.
Yeah,
was
Queen Elizabeth.
Was his grandmama, that's not Margaret Thatcher.
No, you're almost as bad as me. I gave fake news yesterday, by the way.
Oh, you did? What was that?
I said that Jane Goodall, who died the other day at 91.
Who was that?
She studied chimpanzees.
Oh, that's that woman that was kissing monkeys in the news.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know if she kissed him. Probably we did.
I saw her kissing him. If you're talking about she
gave
white
them names
lady, right?
Instead of numbers. Yeah.
And she would go over there in Africa somewhere, live in the wood with the monkeys.
I suppose that's maybe true.
She was kissing a monkey.
Yeah. Well, my fake news was I said that she was the Gorillas in the Mist gal, and no, she was not. There was another gal who was the Gorillas in the Mist gal, and it was not Jane Goodall. And so, likewise, you're confusing Margaret Thatcher with Queen Elizabeth.
And so Margaret, okay, so.
Pull up a picture of Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
Because.
So, Margaret Thatcher.
She was a contemporary of Ronald Reagan, as you
contemporary,
as you know.
Contemporary, what do you mean?
Meaning she was around at the same time that he was around. same time.
And so she wasn't the queen of England. She was a politician.
Right. She was a female statesman and former prime minister.
What's a statesman?
Statesman?
Yeah.
A politician.
Let me see what. So, yeah, that's Margaret. But that's not the grandmama, too.
Correct. Queen Elizabeth looked like a little old lady, always.
So she was like a president?
Yep, she was kind of like a president, except as a prime minister.
So Queen, why they call her Queen Elizabeth then? Oh, no, they call her Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
They did not call her Queen.
Correct. Margaret Hilda Thatcher, Baroness Thatcher.
And so she was the president of England?
Prime minister, yes.
And that's not the same as a president?
No, but it is a sort of a similar parallel thingy.
And, no wonder they have all those Muslims over there now and African people.
Yeah, it's kind of like Reagan was supposedly so great, but look at us now. We got even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, they may have been all right in some of their policies, but it was, I don't know.
And so my friend just texted me. He think that woman that was a good for England.
Yeah, maybe like a.
Well, he's watching right now.
Well, you know how
can I respond to him? I don't know anything about. I thought Margaret Thatcher was that black guy's grandmama or something.
In law.
What black guy am I talking about?
Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Who was she?
The Princess of Sussex or whatever.
Who
it
was
is.
She married to?
So-called Prince Harry. Is he still a
prince?
So
I thought they were Harry's grandmama.
Nope.
Oh, I don't know anything about Margaret. So
there was this famous clip where she was probably good for their economy.
Who?
Margaret Thatcher.
Uh-huh.
Because Reagan was good for our economy. Because he was pro-freedom and free capitalism and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody got richer, including even the so-called poor. But the gap between the rich and the poor got bigger because in a free market, people can actually succeed, or people can be failures if they want.
Right.
And so everybody got richer, but the gap got bigger between the rich and the poor. And she's like, she told some socialist guy, clowned him. She's like, well, you prefer that everybody be poorer rather than everybody be better off as long as they're similarly poor.
That what Margaret said?
Margaret Thatcher, yeah. I didn't explain it very well, but
her last name was Thatcher?
Yeah, Thatcher. Kind of cool name.
And her first name was Margaret?
Mm-hmm.
So how come when I said Margaret, you said Marcia Thatcher?
Because I like to say the whole name.
So to my friend who's watching right now, you say, yes, you're right, that Margaret Thatcher was better than a man could have been for England.
Well, she was evidently better than that socialist man.
That was Rand.
Who was complaining to her about the gap between the rich and the poor.
And was he a politician, too?
Yeah.
Was he the president of England or something?
No, he was in their Congress, Parliament thingamajigger.
And so was England better off with a woman president than a man?
It's hard to say.
You're not helping me to help him. I don't know how to respond to him because I don't know anything. I do know that when I first heard about Margaret Thatcher
mm-hmm.
was when Ronald Reagan was running, and then a lot of the conservatives started liking Margaret because Ronald Reagan liked Margaret.
Okay.
And then I heard a preacher say once that Margaret Thatcher was a good president. And then so the Christians started liking Margaret.
Yeah, I remember I liked Margaret Thatcher when I first started turning into politics.
Right.
Because they showed that clip where she clowned that dumb socialist and stuff like that.
So I always thought until right now, Margaret was the queen of England.
Well, consider yourself educated.
So to my friend, you're saying that he's right, Margaret was better than a male.
She was less worse than the dumb socialist males, but but only on that issue. And it doesn't make sense. You're setting a bad precedent because you're putting a woman in charge. And who knows what was really going on.
Right. I thought Donald Trump went over to England recently. And he, well, maybe the first time he went, but he was walking with Queens.
Yeah.
Remember, when we do that ill poem, it showed Trump walking with.
Oh, yeah, that Queen Elizabeth.
I thought that was Margaret.
Nope. You know, when you look at any.
That lady didn't look like Margaret. Like
no,
an old
didn't.
White.
All white women, slowly, slightly older, don't look the same.
In England, they do.
No, we don't. Not that I'm a woman or whatever.
What do you mean, no, we don't?
Well, because I'm white and I have some Englishman in me. So
my friend is right.
When you look at all these women who are in government right now, they're ridiculous. Probably every single one of them.
So do people know if Margaret was good for England or not? Or are they just going on what they heard about her? They're going by that.
They're being selective in what they're actually looking at.
Oh.
And they're not sticking with the principles because per capita, certainly, and maybe every single time, a woman is a bad idea as a leader.
Right. Uh-huh.
In your face.
You heard that from James.
Shout out.
In your face, friend.
I'm tempted to say the name.
No. Amazing. Let me go to Pete out of Canada. Pete, you are on the air.
Peterson, how are you?
All is well.
I just wanted to answer the biblical question.
What does it mean to defend the faith?
Defend the faith. The way I see it, it's just doing what God said to do, despite other people, let's say, being in the way or trying to convince you not to.
What did God tell you to do? What do you mean by, do you defend your faith?
If somebody asks me if I believe in God, and I tell them yes, I would say that was me defending the faith.
And how is that defending the faith to say, yes, you believe in God?
Because it wouldn't be if I ignored them or didn't explain to them, then I do it.
So if somebody asks you if you believe in God and you didn't say yes or no, you would not be defending your faith?
Correct.
Interesting. I want to respond, but I got to wait. It's just Sunday. But so defending your faith means just to say, yes, I believe in God.
Yeah, it's just doing what God said to do is right.
And that's
unless.
Where do you get that from that that's defending your faith?
A few things. Comes up in the Bible a couple of times.
What did the Bible say about that?
I've read a couple of passages. Paul, in his letters, describing to or saying to who he's writing to defend the faith or contend in the faith, and he's who he's writing to are people that are sort of lost, not adhering to it properly, or they have hate in their heart, I guess.
And so when Paul wrote his little letter, said that he was telling them to just say they believe in God.
No, that was just an example. I think it could look like a lot of different things.
You remind me of a story I saw years ago. I forgot how long ago, where there were some people who were captured by the Allah U'aba people, and they were asking them if I may not remember the story completely or as it happened, but they were asking them something about if they believe in God. Or were they Christians or something like that? And each person said yes. And as a result, the Alaouaba people cut their head off, chopped their head off. They had them on their knees, right. And they had a cover over their heads,
right.
And they chopped their head off. Was that defending the faith?
Yeah, it was.
And so what good that they
do? They did it with
not,
their
heads. Their heads, are, they're dead. What good
they defended
did
they the faith
do?
Head first.
Interesting. I appreciate that, Peter. So you defend your faith by saying you believe in God.
I defend my faith by not hating people, not being angry.
Oh.
And everything else follows. If the only thing I could add to it is if you are angry or you do have hate in your heart and you say, I defend the faith, that's just something you tell yourself to give yourself permission to be a jerk to people.
And so you don't have any anger now at all?
Not anymore, no.
You never get angry?
No.
All right, why are you laughing?
I don't know, because I'm kind of surprised. Not surprised. I'm amazed. What else can I say?
That you don't get angry?
Yeah.
Amazing. That's cool, man. Right on.
Well,
I appreciate you responding to defending your faith. And so you're saying defending your faith means you, if somebody asks, you got to say, I believe in God, right?
In that instance, yeah.
Okay.
You shouldn't, what is it? Don't hide, you know, don't cover your head. Be in the world, but not of the world. If you're in the world, doing what God said, you'll have the world coming at you trying to say, you know, don't do that. You'll have the Allahu Akbar people threatening to cut your head off. If you say you don't believe in God, then in that moment, you're of the world.
But what about if they're about to cut your head off and they ask, do you believe in God? And you just say no. But in your heart, you know you do, but you say no to live for another day.
Well, then I lied.
Oh. Amazing.
God don't like that.
Oh, he doesn't? Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and decreed. All right. Thank you.
I'll check it out. Thank you for having me.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller, Lester, out of New Jersey. Lester, you are on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Lester.
They want to whittle us down so we can't keep a standing army.
I'm sorry?
That's when the Chinese will come marching in. They know that you know, and now they got to come after you.
Lester, tell me, what are you referring to first?
We don't live in communist China.
Hold on, Lester. Derek, get a clear reason for his call. And I don't hang up on him. I just don't know what he's talking about. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, Kevin, 211-211, five coffees, helping Jesse and the team because I have being helped. Thank.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Kevin.
Amazing.
No More Thoughts, just watched Thursday's show and noticed you guys pondering why Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me, while on the cross. Read Psalm 22. It starts with those words. It is written 1,000 years before by King David, before Jesus. But it's describing pretty spot on what's happening to Jesus right then and there.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nikki, five coffees. To serve God is to be empty of self. Only then can he serve others through you. Otherwise, you're just serving the false you. Not sure if that makes sense, but that's what I've come to see. Bowing gal emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
Someone bought five coffees. Derek, hang in there, man. We love you.
My producer, Derek?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought five coffees. Question for Derek. Is it accurate that the ego cannot enter his spiritual kingdom? Why did Jesus in Matthew 6 five times tell us, take no thought? Is it true that every thought that human beings have, good or bad, positive or negative, is carnal? Can carnality, ego, enter his kingdom? Asks someone.
Thank you. Derek and he, I guess. I appreciate it.
Five coffees from Eric. Jesse, honest question. Is it possible to live with a woman and not get dumber? Asks Eric. And he's not, honestly asking that.
Oh. And he had his hand over there?
Yeah.
Oh.
The hand up.
If you have not made her your God and you're not trying to change her or anything, then it's possible if you're not angry. But if you're angry, it's impossible. I wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Anthony on on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Good morning, Black Friday. Lots of snacks. Beep, beep, beep.
Good morning. Thank you, Anthony.
Cloud Bob's Happy Black Friday. Jesse and crew, heart.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
And Mark. Hi, all. What method gives maximum percentage of the money? BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk? That's a good one. Yeah, it takes less away than YouTube Super Chats.
Thank you. Amazing. I got to stop there because of time.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Let me go to Nick out of Texas. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, Black. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Nick.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about, like, your latest video with Kyla Turner, the liberal Christian. What the? And how is it, like, household responsibilities are supposed to, like, play out?
Okay.
So, for
you're
the
not on a speaker or anything, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I can move away a little from the mic.
That was the woman with erudite.
Yes.
Not so erudite. Okay, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah. First of all, how can you be a liberal and a Christian? What the?
How can you be a liberal and a Christian?
Yeah.
Most Christians are liberals.
What the? Okay. That doesn't make... That's not my main question, so we can... but what the?
Do you disagree with me that most Christians are liberal?
I haven't really dug that deep into it.
Oh, so. Okay. But most Christians are liberal.
Okay. So going back to, like, my main question with household responsibilities, my dad just got out of the hospital, and I realized how much, like, he does around the house. So, you always say God over man over woman over children. Is it okay for, in times of need, for a woman to take over a man's responsibilities?
I don't understand that question.
The responsibilities for a man in the household, you would say, like, he goes to work, he takes care of...
Hey, hold on so you have a little bit more time. Hold on for me. All right?
Okay.
Let me take a break. The hate news is coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
some serious mess going on in the world. And some good things, too, of course. You know, the shutdown, for example. The shutdown of the government, that could be a good thing. Are we going to be firing thousands of so-called workers in the government? Maybe. And there was a terrible synagogue attack over in Manchester, England. I told you about that a little bit yesterday in the first hour of Hake News. And by the way, speaking of mess, a correction for Hake News was fake news yesterday. Gorillas in the Mist was Diane Fossey. Diane with no E at the end. Fossey, F-O-S-S-E-Y, not Jane Goodall. Both of them are gone now. Rest in peace to Jane Goodall, who died at the tender age of 91 years old. And you'll hear more about her on the Super Chats. And then Diane Fossey was allegedly murdered in Rwanda. Terrible place, huh? And then they, quote-unquote, solved it, blaming a white man for it. And I'm not sure I trust that conviction, but I don't know. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday. Also, get it off your chest day. Actually, there's one line. That open line just filled up, I do believe. But you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? It is Hake News, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to the Super Chats as well, everybody. Shout out to the men for the men's forum last night. First Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday for everybody. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Nice. So, Common Nonsense Network CNN reports that the U.S. government shutdown has entered its third day, as if that's some big deal. It appears likely to extend into next week. As of now, both Democrat and Republican lawmakers unwilling to concede any ground, while scores of federal so-called workers, communist buzzword, being furloughed across the country. Scores? That's 20s. Why is it just 20s? We need thousands. And anyway, the synagogue attack over in Manchester, England, at least two people dead after that car ramming and stabbing attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England, Thursday. UK police revealed one of the two victims was inadvertently shot by armed officers. Whoa. Oh, and they said armed officers because not all officers are armed in the UK. What a joke. Anyway, the incident took place on Yom Kippur. That's a Jewish holiday. The holiest day in the Jewish calendar, claims CNN. Suspected attacker also dead after being shot at the scene. Police said due to the bravery of the worshippers and staff at the synagogue, they always do say stuff like that, so you never know what the real truth is, as well as the police response time, the suspect wasn't able to get inside the building. Nice. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, a liberal, like off the deep and ridiculous, called the attack horrific and warned that hatred is rising once again, and he's part of it, right? I think. The attack comes as the UK has seen a significant rise in, all one word, no hyphen, anti-Semitic incidents over the last decade, with 2023 and 2024 charting as record-breaking years for episodes of anti-Jewish sentiment. What a mess. Probably in part due to the Muslim takeover, because per capita, they don't like Jews that much. Anyway, a CNN investigation has uncovered at least two dozen instances of people impersonating ICE immigration officers in 2025 alone. So watch out. The cases range from political agitators seeking to intimidate immigrants or illegals to others using the guise of authority to kidnap, allegedly, rob or assault victims. What a mess. Some experts and officials have attributed the rise in imposters to the Trump administration's immigration enforcement tactics, including the use of masked agents. When agents wear masks, it creates confusion about how to identify real agents, critics claim, without evidence. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill last month making his state the first to ban agents from wearing masks during operations. Don't know if that's enforceable. White on the inside White House declared that law unconstitutional and said ICE will not abide. It's probably all a bunch of propaganda to get rid of immigration enforcement. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. ¶¶
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-Jesse. And my biblical question, what does it mean to defend the faith? What does it mean to defend the faith? What does it mean to defend the faith? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just can't watch the show because you got to do what you got to do, no matter what, you're working out or taking a walk or whatever, you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone as well by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is a special stuff day, and it is Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
He black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the
things
that you do, I
get
like I say, I
want to
hate you, but
the pump
won't let me.
What? What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. Let me go back to Nick out of Texas. I have to put Nick on hold because we ran out of time there in the first hour. Nick, thank you for holding. Go ahead. You asked about your father, and should a father take over, or should the woman take over the responsibility, or the father? Go ahead. Restate your question.
So, yeah, my dad just got out of the hospital. I'm trying to distinguish a man versus a woman's responsibilities
mm-hmm.
in a marriage, kind of, and understand, is it okay for the mother to take over the man's responsibilities in times of need?
Yeah, it is. Responsibility like what, for example?
Like working, yeah, doing all the, like her becoming her own woman.
What does that mean, her own woman?
She'd basically be detouring from the man and basically taking on what he would normally do. Like, he would work, she would work, she would go out, do what she needs to do, do what she wants to do.
So if you ask, so you sound like you said your father just got out of the hospital, right?
Yes.
So he can't work at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can't work due to a disability like that, something going wrong, then she have to do it because they got, you know, especially, if, yeah, it's fine for her to do that.
Okay.
because he's taking care of family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, okay. Do you agree or disagree that most Christians are atheists?
How can you be religious but atheist?
Do you agree or disagree with me that most Christians are atheists?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm going to agree here.
Why?
Because you can, I guess you could say that you're Christian but not believe.
So do you agree most Christians are atheists?
Yes.
And why?
Because, like I just said, they some people I know personally just like say they're Christian, but they don't believe. They don't make God their God.
Oh, okay. And so you see now why I say most Christians are liberals?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, yes, if your mother got to do what she got to do because her husband is ill and can't work, it only makes sense that she go to work.
Yeah, okay. I see how I see that now.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
Amazing.
Amazing.
What's going on, Max?
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. 888-773-773. Let me go to... Texas and talk to a first-time caller, Mike, out of Texas. Mike, you are on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
I'm actually from Grand Prairie, Texas.
Right. I said Texas, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like to, you know, for the city also to be known, too, because it's not a small city. You know, it's a pretty nice city. It ain't like Dallas or Fort Worth, but it's pretty up there.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. But how you doing today?
All is well.
Okay. We need to talk about the Great White Hope. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, speak right into your phone. You sound a little muffled, like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did have you. I had it on speakerphone. My bad. Let me turn it off. All right. So now, can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here to talk about the Great White Hope. That's what you call Donald Trump?
Yeah, some people, I call him the Great White Hope. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they have rallies for the king. And some people call him daddy. But I call him the great white hope.
Oh, okay. okay. And I hear you say this a lot. He's a straight, white, conservative, Christian man of power. Is that what you be saying?
Well, I said he's the great white hope. He put America first. What's your question about him?
Oh, I just wanted, you know, and you really believe when you say this stuff about Donald Trump? You believe it, or you just trying to, you know, make jokes? It's kind of funny, you know.
If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't say it.
Oh.
Well, are you agreeing with that or something?
Yeah, I kind of do.
What aspect do you disagree with that? What part?
You know, like you said, some people call king. And also, too.
Do you know that some people call him a king?
I mean, why would they do it?
Mike, you got to get to your point because of time. Do you disagree with any of that?
Yeah, I disagree with all of that.
And why?
I just look at it like, I shouldn't see another man calling another man king.
I'm sorry?
I don't see another man calling another man king.
Well, men and women call him king. Remember when they were having the king rallies? They were mad at him because he was king.
Oh. I don't think he's king. But you also, like, you always be like, So you really think Donald Trump is a Christian, too? You call him a Christian?
I just told you yes. What is it that you disagree with me or Donald Trump about?
Well, about you calling him a Christian, I definitely disagree with that.
And why?
I just don't see a felon. You know, a lot of stuff that he's done. Well, you know, I just don't look at him as being a Christian.
And why not?
I don't see a Christian, you know, babbling like a child sometimes whenever he can't get his way or get with people or whatever.
He doing what now?
He babbles like a child.
Give me an example. You know,
he's like an angry child when a child can't get their way. How they just cut up and scream and, you know, stuff like that.
Give me an example of what you mean by that.
It's been situations that whenever he was running for president, and like the situations like with Kamala Harris, which I don't really care for her either, but like it's just like whenever they were having like those debates, you know, when it was going back and forth, I looked at two clowns on the world stage just like literally going back and forth with each other, you know, and it's just like
so
some
let
of
me
the
ask,
stuff.
Because of time, do you? The work that he's done since being in office, do you appreciate that?
I appreciate some work that he's done.
Like what, for example?
Well, it's only one man. It's only man and woman. You know, there is no transgender and all that. I don't believe in none of that bullshit.
Don't curse on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Okay.
But I do agree with him on that. I agree with him on a business perspective when it comes down to, like, job, you know. I agree with that. Like, when it comes down to work, when it comes down to work and stuff because, you know, everybody needs to work.
Right.
You know, and families, that's how, you know, families thrive. The husband get out there and work. Like you say, when the mom takes care of the kids and stuff, you know. So when it comes down to jobs and stuff like this, business situations, I agree with it. But some of the stuff, like, you know, you can be doing good on this end, doing the good stuff, but you can't be, you know, acting like a child on national television and stuff, you know, cursing. You know, president should be cursing like that on no national TV like that. You know, I understand that we all human, but at the same time.
So you disagree with him cursing?
I mean, yeah, because you're a president, like you're supposed to be setting a better example, not doing nothing like it.
How you feel about him shutting down the borders and deporting the illegals?
Get them out of here.
You agree with that?
Get them out of here. I agree with that.
So you just disagree with him cursing as president?
No, it ain't just that. It's just the way how he be talking. I don't like with the stuff that he do. I never say I disagree with. Like,
right.
He do good stuff, but you can't be out. You got to act like an adult, too, with it. See, that's the thing with Donald Trump. If Donald Trump would be acting like an adult while he's doing good stuff like that, he would be respected by way more people. You know?
And what do you mean acting like an adult?
Huh?
What do you mean like an adult?
No, he just said he'd be calling people names and stuff, and, you know, he'd be very disrespectful, you know, to sometimes when people be asking him questions and stuff like that, and he avoids the questions. You know, like,
so you like,
you, don't do
you
stuff
appreciate
like that.
The
that's
work he's done. You just don't appreciate the way he speak.
Yeah, the way he speaks. I don't appreciate, like, I'm saying, like, that's not, you know, like I said, he do good stuff, but sometimes when he speaks, it overshadows.
And how does it, other
done.
Than the curse that he says, what other way he speaks that you don't think he should do?
No, he's just disrespectful. You know,
how is he disrespectful?
He just like he just doesn't know how to like. He just be like I say, he be insulting.
In
you
what
know,
way?
Like I say, like telling people like calling people names and stuff. He also be like disrespectful whenever like people ask him questions. He'll try to avoid the
situation. In what way does
questions.
He disrespect?
Oh, he's. I'm giving it to you. Whenever somebody asks you a question, you know, he'd be very disrespectful or he might not answer the question and then he'll try to bring up something else to make the reporter look bad or something like that.
Tell me something he said or done that you thought was disrespectful.
Well, he called a lady horse face on national television.
How was that disrespectful?
You know, That's not disrespectful?
No matter how was well, that disrespectful.
But that's a Christian. But as a Christian man, why? As a Christian man, how would you call a lady horse face on national TV and think that's right?
Well, that's the woman that was accusing him and wanted to sue him.
The woman what? Oh, yeah, that, yes, Stormy Daniels or whatever her name is. Yeah. But, you know, it's
that's the woman that was allegedly claimed that he did something to her sexually?
Yeah, that's right.
And so he said, well, I'm not attracted to women with horse faces. How was that disrespectful?
Nah, you don't, I mean, that's just being childish. You don't call people out of their names like that on national television.
If she's accusing him,
but he's supposed to be bigger than
him. He's not attracted to that kind of woman. Why wouldn't he say that?
But he's supposed to be bigger than that, you know.
Bigger than what?
You don't scoop down to people's level like that.
But how was he scooping down to her level?
Straight up, like I'm not, huh?
How was he going down to her level? If you can, huh? You can hear.
Nah, my phone just got muffled because my service is pretty bad because I had walked outside.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, like it's just an example, you know. Like this man, you know, this man disrespectful.
How was he disrespectful? You're not telling me yet.
No. And listen, and then like
you may be right.
You compare him to Christ.
Who?
And you compared this man to Christ before.
How?
You know, you said you have.
How?
It's been a couple times I watching your show, and then you'll be like, I think somebody had asked, you were interviewing somebody or whatever, or on the phone or whatever, and then one of your conversations, the guy said, man, you treat Donald Trump as if he like Jesus Christ or something, and then you was like, he is the Son of God, he's just like Christ, saying that he tried to be a fighter or something like that, but, you know, like, I don't remember the words, but I heard you say it before. Just like you say a lot of bad stuff about black folks.
Tell me how you said that. I said he was like Christ. How is he like Christ?
No, I've just heard what you said before. You compared him to Jesus Christ a couple of times. I've heard when people, because you do kind of like, you do look at him like you call him king. You know, like, you call him the Great White Hope. You know, like, it even seems like you treat him like that's your leader, that's your savior or something.
So are you saying he's not like Christ?
Hell no, he ain't like Christ.
Don't curse.
No,
you're
not
cursing
curse
like the man that you're accusing of cursing.
No, but
are you a Christian?
But I'm not on national television.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, I'm a Christian.
And you cursing like the man you're accusing of cursing.
Yeah, but Christians, you know, we curse. But, we make mistakes.
So
we
why are you mad at the man God. For cursing there?
Yeah, but this man on TV, though. It's a difference.
What?
I mean, if he's at home,
you're
whatever.
You're heard around the world
that's
right
not,
now.
That's not how a president should behave. On TV.
So why are you behaving
like
that
say,
way?
Because I'm not on TV. And then, you
so,
know.
So it's okay to curse as long as you're not on TV?
Yeah. Because we just on the phone. And then I apologize every time. The one time that I cursed, I said I apologize.
But listen, how is he not like Christ?
Well, Christ don't go around bombing, sending nuclear bombs. I mean, not nuclear bombs. Sending missiles to other countries. And then the next day eating a McDonald's hamburger like nothing ever happened.
But how is he not
Christ
like Christ?
Christ would not do that.
How
Donald
do you know
Trump
that? Christ, didn't Christ help this one guy with a slingshot or something like that kill another guy?
Can you say that one more time?
Did Christ destroy the temple?
I don't know.
You don't know if Christ destroyed the temple or not?
I don't know what verse it is. I never read that.
You never heard where Christ went into the temple and they were selling, these merchants were selling things in the temple, and Christ destroyed all their merchandise and stuff.
I'm not vividing it.
Christ did that. Was Christ wrong for doing that?
Nah, but Donald Trump.
He wasn't wrong for doing that.
Nah, he wasn't wrong, but what I'm saying, he's not Donald Trump ain't Christ. Donald Trump is not Christ, man.
But
like you're fooling these people out here. You got people actually believing.
How is he
crap,
not
man?
Like
Come
Christ?
On, man, stop this stuff, bro.
Because of time, Mike, and I got to run. I got so many calls I want to get to. How is he not like Christ?
Well, Christ doesn't have no attitude. Christ doesn't go around cursing people. Christ doesn't go around like you know. I agree with the deportation. But it's the way how you do it.
Christ doesn't
go
around doing what?
I agree with stuff like deportation.
You said Christ doesn't go around doing what?
I say Christ doesn't go around putting people in camps and stuff like that.
So when Christ was going around calling people children of the devil, you of your father the devil, you are a hypocrite, you dress up on the outside, but inwardly you're evil.
I agree with it.
So Christ was doing all that. Was Christ wrong?
But the thing about it is, though,
was Christ wrong?
Christ never been accused of
was Christ wrong?
Messing around with young people.
Was Christ wrong? You're
like
not
that.
Answering that question.
Christ was never wrong.
So was Christ wrong when he told human beings they were of their father, the devil? They were liars. They were back of bones. They were evil. Was he wrong for saying that to the people?
No.
So why is Trump wrong then?
Because Donald Trump and Christ can judge.
What?
No man should never. Christ can judge. No man can never judge. A person should never judge another person. You know?
What?
Now, if a person
Trump doesn't
wrong,
judge.
Are you serious?
They accuse Christ of blaspheme. They accuse him of breaking the law. They accuse Christ of all kinds of things.
Yeah, but Donald
some
Trump,
people
even
thought
you know
that Christ was alcoholic, wino.
But Donald Trump. Yeah, but you
it's
know,
the
Donald
same
Trump,
thing.
You know, stop, man! You that's attacking. You what you're doing is like you're trying to distract me from getting my point out.
I'm showing you that Trump is like Christ.
Yeah, Trump ain't nothing like Christ. Stop telling these people this stuff.
Does the world obey him?
And you got these people believing this stuff, man.
Does the world obey him?
But I want to say one thing before you go.
Mike, does the world obey Christ?
Well, some people obey Christ, not the world today.
But most people do, right?
Some people don't even, huh?
Most people do, right?
Some people don't even believe in Christ. You have atheists out there. Weren't you talking about atheists earlier?
Most Christians don't believe in Christ. Most Christians are atheists.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say that.
Yes, they are atheists.
Nah.
And why wouldn't you say that? Most Christians are atheists. Why you say they're not?
Because people have a belief in God.
But the people
if a person say they believe in God,
right?
If a person believe in God, you have to take it for what they say.
But if they believe in God, why don't they have love for all?
Because everybody, you know, is not perfect.
Well, how can you believe in God? And say you love him, but hate your fellow man.
No, it ain't about hating.
They don't love him, they hate him.
Sometimes you might just do stuff, huh?
If they don't love him, they hate him.
That's not true.
It is. There's no other thing but love or hate.
Nah.
What else is there if it's not just love or hate?
When you hate somebody, you just hate, you hope for the bad for them.
But most Christians do that. Let me ask you a quick question. I got to run. I really do have to run.
Yeah.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
Women were created to follow the husband.
Would you ever vote for a female?
Nah, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with no female being in control of like power. I don't believe in that because you can't. They lack the logic of a man.
Right.
Sometimes as being a man, we have to make that stern decision whether you agree with it or not. You got to be logical and realize that you know that what's best. Because a woman, you know, they're gonna think off an emotion. You know, they lack logic. That's saying that all of them do, but they lack logic.
Right on. Thank you, man. Yeah. I got it. Mike, call me again, all right?
All right, good conversation, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Take care now.
All right. You too.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Philip, a first time caller out of Nevada. Philip. Yeah, it sounds like Phillips on it.
My God, are you still talking?
Let me go to Ray out of California. Ray, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I don't know exactly how to ask my question, but I wanted to say I need some kind of foundation to build myself on. And I know who I am is a big question, and I think I'm really nothing, and it's almost scary at how who I am. The silent prayer kind of reveals who I am when I'm there. But I want to ask, are we expected to be like Christ? Because I was just, I'm stuck in this part where he crosses the lake and the demon that nobody could handle, that could break the chains, that the guards couldn't contain, came out and fell at his feet and asked to be thrown into the swines, the demons did, instead of being cast in the abyss. And am I expected to be like that? Because if I'm going for my working on myself, my peace, I might be missing my true potential.
What do you mean? Where do you get this idea you're expected to be like that? How did that even come up to your mind?
Because I think, and that's a terrible word, isn't it? I don't have a better word for it. But Christ was put here to show us who we are and what we can be. And he wasn't just working on himself. He didn't.
What do you mean he was put here to show you who you are and what you can be?
I think he was a man, the Son of God, which made him aware of everything God could do, and God gave us the ability to do. And I think he was here to show us the way to God. But I also wonder if he didn't also show us our potential.
Why don't you get rid of all those thoughts that are lying to you? Why do you believe in all that?
If I just work on myself and find peace, which seems fairly simple right now, am I going to miss my calling here on earth? Because Adam was put here as a gardener
for
God's kingdom.
What calling? What do you mean by miss your calling?
I want to walk into the school board meeting and have them tremble. I want the evil demons in there to tremble.
Why?
Because I want
that?
To fight them. Because I want what God wants for this world.
That's not what God wants.
That's what I need to learn.
Why you want to go into a council meeting and make people tremble? Why are you on an ego trip like that?
Because I want to fight evil. I want to do what Jesus
You can't
did.
Fight evil.
I need to learn that.
Why are you tripping like this? Why don't you come out of your thoughts, man?
All right. I'll keep working on it, Jess. I hear the music.
All right, buddy.
Love you, man.
All right. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, I don't understand that music. Amor Tacalar, what was that? Is that Mexican? Is that Mexican?
It's Brazilian.
Oh.
You know, where they got the favelas and it can get pretty dark, black-hearted and black-skinned.
What? Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. The Hake Report is it's a busy day today. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. James Hake is on fire. The Hake Report at 9. And then after that, brand new episode of The Fallen State.tv. The Fallen State.tv. Very interesting discussion with Kim Hiller. Heller. She is an author, political commentator, and anti-apartheid advocate from South Africa. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a genocide happening to white people in South Africa right now.
There's no genocide of white people.
Do you have white privilege?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm writing my second book on white supremacy, stealing land, killing people, damaging their culture.
Why do you mama the black?
Oh,
there, baby. I know you can't make it. Instead of showing them real love. It's funny. Honestly, you seem to want to please the black man. And you say, I seem to want to be the white man.
No,
what happened here? Very, very. You're going to like this today at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And you can support the Fallen State, and I do appreciate it, by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel of the Fallen State or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Jesseleepeterson.com. Is that right, James? Or jesseleepeterson.local or jesseleepeterson.com.
.locals.com.
.locals.com. All right. And then fellowship on Sunday. Oh, no. And after the Fallen State, brand new. I mean, not a brand new, but the American Anchor, baby. Are you flying today, Nick?
Yeah.
You doing a take an airplane flight?
I don't know about a full flight.
Right.
But we'll be in the air as we do on Fridays.
Flying high off a natural sky, a natural high. Energy given to him by God. Right after the Father's Day, 12, a little after 12, whenever the Father's Day ends, then the American Anchor, baby. You don't want to miss it. And then Sunday Morning Fellowship for All. Sunday Morning Fellowship for All. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 2 p.m. Eastern time, go to rebuildingaman.com/church and come on down, all right? That was, speaking of evil, and human beings are evil. All human beings are evil. If you work on yourself, you will start to see, and it's going to blow your mind, but you will start to see how wicked, evil, human beings are. Really. Your own family members, your co-workers, no matter whom it is, Christians, religious people, whatever it may be. Human beings are pure evil to a point I can't even express. And they roam the earth trying to hurt someone because to them it's a thrill. That's why they try to get a reaction from you, because they need the thrill. And when they get the thrill, it feels like life to them. They call death life. But human beings are evil. And pay attention. You'll see how they what they do to others and how they treat others and how they think about others. And they would do whatever it takes to hurt you because their nature is evil. You cannot trust human beings. According to BBC, two Jewish people have died in a car ramming and stabbing attack at a synagogue in Manchester. Why is this from Fox 26, Houston?
Multiple people are dead and several others injured after a car and knife attack outside of a UK synagogue. The incident taking place in Manchester during Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish calendar.
This attack has been officially declared as a terrorist incident, and the investigation is now being led by counter-terrorist police.
Local police say they were called to the Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue around 9:30 a.m. local time after someone witnessed a car being driven towards pedestrians. At least one person was also stabbed. Minutes later, officers opened fire at a person believed to be the suspect.
It's horrifying. It is horrifying. Unfortunately, in the last year, we've witnessed a whole load of terror and attacks against the Jewish people.
A large number of people were worshiping inside the synagogue at the time, and police say a member of the public prevented the suspect from entering the building.
Amazing, huh? This is what happens when you hate your fellow man and you hate yourself. You are of your father, the devil, and the devil made you do some crazy things, and you blame someone else for what you're doing, not realizing that it is happening in you and no one else is to blame. Lost people, angry people, always blame someone else for the way they feel. And then they do what this person has been accused of doing. Pure evil. And don't think to yourself, oh, I would never do that. Yes, you will. You will. Because you judge in your head, you play God. And anyone that plays God think they have a right to hurt others. Human beings are evil. You have been commanded to love one another as God loved you. God loved you and the Son of God loved you. Christ loved you as well. But you hate one another because your heart is wicked and you blame others for your wickedness. And you roam the earth to see who you can hurt. That's all. That's the human heart. And don't think you won't do that. Anyone that has anger or resentment, whatever you want to call it, you are capable of anything and you cannot be trusted. Man, male or female? Male or female? Family member or non-family member? Blood family members or non-blood family member? Evil is evil. I would suggest do what you want. It's been made possible for you to overcome evil. It's been made possible for you to overcome evil. Either you stay in your hell or you overcome it. It's up to you. People can't even go to their church and do whatever they're doing without you being mad and going and hurting them. And then you get a thrill from that. So I want to know what's up with the Pope. the Pope praying over ICE. Who pray over ICE? You know you got to be out of your mind. The Pope is ticked. And I think this is supposed to be an American Pope, right? Is he like from America, Chicago or something?
Yes.
What's wrong with the Pope? When the Pope prayed over the ice. But I know I'm going to get to that in a minute. Derek talked to me on my phone. But first of all, the Pope tried to compare abortion to, what do you call that thing? Electric chair thing.
Oh, the death penalty.
Death penalty. Pope was like, well, if you for the death penalty, then you are for abortion or something. I want you to hear what the Pope said. NBC News. Senator Dick Durbin, one of the highest-ranking Democrat Catholic in the U.S. office, was recently offered a Lifetime Achievement Award by Chicago coroner Blaise Pope. We'll just call him the Pope. For his work related to immigration advocate. But that decision drew backlash over his abortion stance. But then the Pope weighed in some more, suggesting Durbin should not be judged alone by his abortion position. Watch this from WQAD News.
Pope Leo has made a direct foray into U.S. politics, and it all stems around Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. Next month, the Chicago Archbishop plans to give Senator Durbin a Lifetime Achievement Award for his career-long immigration reform efforts. Durbin was one of the original authors of the DREAM Act, but the award has been controversial with other bishops who have long opposed Senator Durbin's stance on abortion. When asked about all of this, Pope Leo said it's important to look at many of the church's teachings. He added that being against abortion but in favor of the death penalty is not truly being pro-life.
I think that it's very important to look at the overall work that a senator has done during, if I'm not mistaken, 40 years of service in the United States Senate. As someone who says that I'm against abortion, but I'm in agreement with the inhuman treatment of immigrants who are in the United States, I don't know if that's pro-life.
So is the Pope saying, is he saying that he support illegal aliens coming into our country like that, breaking the law? It sounds like that's what he's saying. And it sounds like the Pope saying that he don't believe Trump is treating illegal aliens right by sending them back home. What's wrong with the Pope? What's the purpose of a pope? Is it like having a preacher? And that's the purpose of a pope.
Not just a preacher, but the voice of God.
What?
They pretend that he's the voice of God.
How is he the voice of God and he think that it's okay to break the law to come into somebody's home?
Sounds like a false voice to me.
What's wrong with, how come the Catholic need a pope?
Crazy. Shout out.
Shout out to the Catholic. Nick said that he is a descendant of Peter. No, this man from Chicago, buddy.
It's funny because he's changing the subject.
Who?
The Pope.
He's from Chicago. He's not Peter's cousin.
I heard that's what the Catholics say. The Pope is a descendant of Peter.
But no, this man from Chicago.
They claim Peter's the first Pope.
Peter who?
Peter the Rock.
You can be from Simon Chicago Peter and be a descendant of Peter, Jesse.
But Peter did not support illegal alien coming into Jerusalem.
Or abortion.
Tell him.
Right. Or abortion. So how can he
and
be?
And Peter did support capital punishment.
See?
Maybe.
Somebody need to tell the Pope that. And all the popes seem to be liberal.
Yeah.
How can the people vote in a liberal pope if they are a Catholic Christian?
It's not voted in by the people. It's voted in by the establishment who are running the church, the so-called church leaders.
Oh. So the Pope thing is like a, like the government, huh?
It's a selection by a bunch of, by a group of elitists.
Yeah. And the Pope, so he's in favor, it sounds like he's in favor of you can break the law to come into America. And if the president tried to put you out, the president is wrong. Sound like that what he's saying, unless I'm misreading the Pope. What a mess. And the Pope also blessed some ice. You know you're out of your mind. I remember before we, down in Alabama on the plantation, before refrigerators came about that made their own ice, we had to buy blocks of ice like that that the Pope was blessing. The ice man used to come and we would buy ice, blocks of ice, and put it in the freezer on top of the refrigerator there to make the refrigerator cold. I didn't know the Pope would bless that ice before we can put it in there.
I don't think this is a block of ice. This was a chunk of ice.
Well, the block is a chunk.
I know, but yours is like a cube.
Right, to fit into
a big old cube block.
To fit into the refrigerator thing.
There was a milkman and an iceman?
A milkman came. Oh, that milk was so good. So the milkman, the iceman would come by once a week. The candy man would come by once a week. He sold candy and stuff.
Nice.
And then the milkman would come.
So even though you had a cow that you could milk,
well,
you also
we
got
didn't
milkman.
Have the milkman coming in Alabama because okay. We had our own cow.
Nice.
Thank you. But the candy man and the iceman came.
Sweet.
But anyway.
Was it like this?
Yeah.
Or is that too old?
Yeah, that's it. And we should have called the Pope over to bless that ice before it melt in the refrigerator.
The Pope should be blessing Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE.
The Pope needs to go sit down.
True.
New York Times, in his first significant address on climate change, Pope Leo spoke at a conference on fighting climate change in Italy on Wednesday, speaking for just 10 minutes in an auditorium where he shared a stage with the actor and former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Watch it from NBC News.
I'm next to an action hero. He doesn't look maybe like one, like you see in the movies with the muscles and with the guns and all that stuff. No. But the reason why I call him an action hero is because as soon as he became the Pope, he ordered the Vatican to put solar panels on top of the buildings. We can go and terminate pollution. We can go and wipe it out if we all work together.
I would like to add that if there is indeed an action hero with us this afternoon, it's all of you who are working together to make a difference.
So the Pope believe in climate change?
Evidently.
How's that? Where did this Pope come from? What a mess. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was the worst, other than the one we have now, the worst governor of California I've ever seen.
And I voted for him.
I did too. I want my vote back.
Yeah. That was after a recall.
Now I'm reminded why. He's Arnold Schwarzenegger believe in climate change too?
I didn't really know that. I maybe vaguely thought maybe he fell for that mess too. But
during the climate change event, Pope blessed a block of ice. Now you know that maybe the Pope is smoking pot. Maybe. I ain't seen him smoke. I don't know how he feel about it, but he sounds pretty high to me. Who's going to bless ice? Ice, baby. Why, is this from Vatican Media?
I would now like to invite you to stand for the blessing of the waters.
What's wrong with the Pope?
Lord of life, bless this water. May it awaken our hearts, cleanse our indifference, soothe our grief, and renew our hope through Christ our Lord.
I don't get that. Explain it. How you bless ICE? And does ICE know you're blessing it?
He's praying for the world.
But that's the ICE.
I know, but the world has ICE in it, and we need ICE in the world. It's a false religion. You know how they pretend like the global warming stuff, and that they can do something about it, and that they're some people are making it happen with the fossil fuels or whatever. It's a agenda propaganda thing.
Grandpa,
and he's roping in the Christians.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. So I don't know if it's supposed to apply, but. I don't know how he can have a sound mind and bless some ice and be a climate changer and then be in support of illegals coming into our country illegally and be mad at the president for deporting them. What's going on?
And make excuses for abortion.
The attendants wave a large blue tarp. Whatever that is.
Tarp? You know what a tarp is?
To symbolize the urgency of environmental action. This is from the Vatican media as well.
Laudato si, mi signore, creature.
We will raise hope by standing with communities most at risk. Will you join us?
Will you join us?
Laudato si, mi signore, creature, creature.
Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger doing the same
May
thing.
These voices of hope rise as one. May they echo beyond this gathering and into every corner of the earth. Amen.
Catholic is a Mexican religion, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, no wonder. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
All right.
Super chat.
On pill.net, Pastor Chatelet donated 222 gold pills. It's Black Friday again, and we're approaching the Black Friday. Can we have a super party on the real Black Friday? You know, the day after Thanksgiving. Then can we do Clanker Monday for Cyber Monday? What the?
Amazing. Thank you. I like it.
Flying Fruit says, is it a sin to eat a lot and become very fat?
Well, you use food to forget. That's the problem. And if you don't use it to forget, you won't overeat. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Flying Fruit. And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys.
Amazing. One more hour to go. When I come back, straight to your calls, and we're going to finish the Super Chat, but straight to your calls. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's been more drone sightings, and it keeps on shutting down different European airports and things like that. And this time in Germany. What a mess. You heard about Denmark. It's crazy. And Venezuela talking all tough, acting like Trump's war on drugs is a war on Venezuela. Wonder if that's true. Are they pro-drugs? And speaking of the corrupt churches, did you hear that there is the first female Archbishop of Canterbury over in England? Sarah Mullally, appointed today. A spiritual leaderess of 85 million Anglicans in the Anglican Church worldwide. What a mess. Terrible, huh? Ridiculous. And Sean Diddy Combs, he wrote a 4-page letter to a judge saying that he's really been through it and that he is born again. He's been born again. The old him died in jail, and he's been born again, reborn, a new version of him. So maybe give him a second chance, all right? Anyway, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday. Get it off your chest day. There is one line open. You can call in 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. There is one line open. JLP will be right back to your calls for the third and final hour of the show today. And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hague Report, and then the Fallen State, and then American Anchor Baby. So a busy day today. And then church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports, there's a huge fire, or was, down in El Segundo, California, just south of L.A. over here. I hang out over there sometimes. Crews successfully contained the blaze to a single section of this facility at a Chevron oil refinery, I guess. Massive fire broke out. The case remains unknown, the cause, I mean. We are very concerned, and there is a lot of investigative work to be done to see what happened, said El Segundo Mayor Chris Pimentel to reporters. All refinery personnel and contractors have been accounted for, no injuries, so stated Chevron in a statement. But it was massive, making major noise. It wasn't like just some burn-off. The neighbors were concerned, and understandably so. Meanwhile, in Germany, Munich Airport forced to close almost 7 hours overnight after a wave of drone sightings. Whatever the sound makes, disrupted operations. A total of 17 flights grounded shortly after 10 p.m. local time, affecting nearly 3,000 passengers. And the airport reopened 5 a.m. local time. I don't get how 17 flights means 3,000 passengers. Anyway, flight arrivals and departures were deemed safe 5 a.m. after the 10 p.m. closing. Crazy, huh? Munich became the latest European airport to close after sightings of drones in the vicinity. A spate of sightings at several airports, or at least a few across Denmark and Norway, in recent weeks impacted tens of thousands of would-be passengers or real passengers. Europe been on high alert due to alleged incursions by Russian drones into NATO airspace over Poland and Romania, alleged violation of the Estonian airspace by Russian fighter jets. And speaking of fighter jets, Venezuela, down in South America or wherever, I guess, said they detected 5 U.S. fighter jets near their Caribbean coast. Or Caribbean, if you prefer. Their so-called defense minister, Vladimir Padrino, described the incident as a provocation by the United States that posed a threat to national security. This comes amid heightened tensions between Washington and Caracas. Well, Caracas is the capital of Venezuela. Who knew? Following the deployment of several U.S. warships to the Caribbean, which the United States insists is a mission to combat drug trafficking, Venezuela believes it's aimed at regime change. So who knows what's really going on? They've targeted at least 4 boats. America has killing more than a dozen drug trafficker alleged. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
What a mess! Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, what does it mean to defend the faith? What does it mean to defend the faith? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Or Bond, JLP Cash App. Bond, JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is Express Yourself Friday / Black Friday. That was then. That's down in Hurstburg, Alabama. It looked like. I love the black.
Now, you make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And it really had. This is hell on earth. And human beings are evil. Evil worked through and lives in and worked through a human being. I want to know this one sound bite, then I'm going to get to your calls here. I'm going to try to move as many calls as possible. It's Open Line Friday. But I want to know, what do y'all think about this situation? And honestly, I don't ever remember this thing happening, but my producer told me about it, and Hate said he knew about things like this growing up. And so I want to know, what do you think about this? Nick, I want to go to soundbite 03-3. 11 alive. A mother in Port County, Florida is demanding an apology and disciplinary action after she says her six-year-old son's teacher saying an offensive version of Happy Birthday song in class. Watch this from 11 Alive.
Hi, Legend. Did you have a birthday last week?
Yes.
Legend Whitaker just turned 6 years old.
Can we sing Happy Birthday to you?
He attends Floral Avenue Elementary in Bartow, where his class and teacher celebrated with a song.
Happy birthday to you.
But what happened next?
Would you like the funny song now that I sing to you?
Stirred up hurt feelings and anger.
Happy birthday to you. You live in the zoo. You look like a monkey. And you smell like one, too. Woo! Give a clap, everybody.
I don't like stuff like that.
Legend says the song hurt his feelings. His mother, Desiree Prather, says the teacher sent her the video. And she went straight to the main office.
I automatically said, that's unacceptable. And I don't think nothing's funny about it.
Prather says there's a history of black people being described that way, which makes it extremely upsetting.
My skin is boiling. I don't even like racism. And to know where we come from and our ancestors, And for us to be labeled like that, because when they call us monkey, they basically saying that we're ugly, we act like a monkey, and all this and that. I don't like that at all.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
Jesse, I say this with no want to insult.
Uh-oh.
Listen, black people have become so dumb. You understand? Like, truly, like, people like to say that, like, they're like that because they're black. But I think they've become that way. That's where I'm coming from. And
so
they've become so dumb.
You about to say the monkey song.
Because a people can become so dumb when they're focused on the wrong things, I think.
So what I don't understand about it is...
By the way, the answer is no. That's not offensive. That's a funny old song. I remember hearing that when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm trying to really have a clear mind to see if I remember monkey birthday song being given to us. I don't ever remember anything like that happening. But if the teacher thought it was wrong, why would the teacher, according to a report, why would the teacher record it and then give it to the mother?
Right. That's a good question. It speaks to that. I think she didn't think it was wrong. It was just a silly song. And I had seen this on the internet. Uh-huh. What I didn't know was, I'm glad that this full news report showed it. It looks like she sang the normal song first. And she was like, hey, let me sing you this one too.
She was just playing. The teacher was playing. Otherwise, I can't imagine the teacher, if she thought it was going to get her in trouble, even if she meant it. Let's say she meant it. She wanted to hurt the little boy's feeling. Why would she videotape it? And according to the report, send it to the mother.
Because she thought it was a joke.
Yeah. And did you get the impression that the little boy was offended when it was happening? Or maybe someone told him to be offended later?
Honestly, it didn't look like it at first.
Right.
You know, now when I see him with the mom saying I didn't like it, my mind told me, oh, that moment when he looked down for a moment, maybe he felt, but it really was not clear. It looked like he was just listening to the funny song. It even looked like he smiled at one point.
Derek, let me ask Derek. Derek Black. And I just want to ask Derek. And James, get the phone for Derek. Why? He black. And I want to know if Derek, my producer, black. He black. He think he white, but we know he black. Maybe he's coming in. Derek, you familiar, when you were growing up, did anybody ever sing the monkey birthday song to you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
The bottom. Good, the bottom.
You know, how to work the mic.
No, it's just how we have it. To conserve
it was
battery.
On.
So when you were growing up, did anyone sing the monkey birthday song to you?
Yes.
They did?
Yeah.
And a teacher?
Not a teacher. It was more of a... Well, actually, it was a teacher. It was like an elementary school. I don't want to dox him because I don't want him to get fired.
Right.
But,
don't say the name.
Yeah, for sure.
But when you were in teaching, your elementary school teacher sang a monkey song, birthday song to you?
I mean, I remember us singing it, and I was just thinking to myself, dang, that's creative.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, and then a part of me was like, that's a little racist.
As a kid, you thought that?
I felt it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I felt a little tension.
How would you feel racism as a kid?
Well, you know how calling black people monkeys is like, that's common.
So when they were singing the happy birthday monkey song, it wasn't to you, it was to somebody else?
Yeah, I think it was just somebody else. I don't remember.
So the teacher never sang happy birthday monkey song to you?
Yeah, no, I don't think
so.
Did
anyone sing the happy birthday monkey song to you?
Probably so. I remember that song in my childhood.
Your family member did it?
No. Huh? Black people, no. Black people don't sing this version.
What?
Black people don't sing this version. Yeah, they don't.
So no one ever did it to you?
I think I learned this from white people. It was pretty good.
But no one ever sang the happy birthday monkey song to you?
No. Not. I mean, I remember us singing it in elementary school, but
you do remember.
I don't remember us gathering around and singing this, like, every birthday.
And was your teacher black or white?
She was white. Yeah, but I didn't think nothing of it. I was just joking.
Your mama, they sang the happy birthday monkey song.
No. I never did that. And I was really kind of joking earlier. I really didn't, because when I first heard it, I never forgot it because I thought it was so creative. I was like, dang, that's a good remix. Yeah. I was in there like a coon. It's a good remix.
So you weren't offended then?
Yeah, I wasn't offended. I was tap dancing for the man.
So Hate said it's not a racial song. It's a silly song.
Yeah, it's just a silly song.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not meant to be.
So when you were saying that earlier, you were just playing around?
Yeah, I was just playing around. Oh, even though I knew it could go there, but I just ignored those thoughts. Back when I was little, because I was just kind of amused by how creative the song was, I was like, what? You look like a monkey. It smelled like one, too. Ooh, that's amazing.
And have you ever been offended by cotton? As decoration.
Man, I'm not going to lie. I do feel something in my stomach where it's like, oh, man. I feel something unsettling as far as like when.
I can't because tell I know, you're joking now because you were joking about the other
and
thing.
And this feeling is really because I know how other black people are going to react.
That's why you
like,
pretend.
When I heard the monkey song, I felt that tension in my stomach like, uh-oh, something's going to come out of this. Like, I felt that as a kid, and I still feel that today.
As a kid, you felt something going to come from them singing Happy Monkey Song?
Yeah.
But you just said you didn't feel anything.
No, because the more, don't be confused, but because I'm really just trying to brush those feelings off. But the more that I think about it, the more I realize, dang, I was really just fearful of how others will react to hearing this. Because I knew I wouldn't overreact, but.
So, did anybody ever? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just wondering,
Derek. I don't
know if Derek's
joking now. Serious, I'm really lost right now.
No, I think he's describing. Let me ask first. Did anybody ever tell you to be offended about black people being called monkeys or anything?
Yeah,
like that?
For sure. Yeah.
Someone told you that?
Yeah, yeah. I learned that from just
you
family
growing up, etc.
Yeah, because we were talking earlier, and I mentioned like my family told me, hey, you know, be aware the white man's out to get you, and things like that. And be aware when you get pulled over, you know, be cooperative. So, yeah, that's always been kind of embedded in me. So
I was thinking that kid could have been offended even before someone told him. That's the culture, just generally the culture. I've seen that in movies and parodied. You just can't say that. I don't know if anybody ever told me that, but yet I knew it.
Well, when Derek first walked in, he said that they had sang that to him in school. Then he said, no, they didn't sing it to him, and he was offended. But now you say that they didn't sing it to you at all, and you were not offended. But it sounds like now you're saying you were offended.
All right, let's just wipe all that out, because there was a little bit of satire in there. But basically, I learned the song when I was a kid, and I remember singing the song to other students in class. I don't remember it being sung to me, but we did sing the song, and I remember feeling a little bit of tension because I knew a lot of other black people in the room, they could probably go crazy and, you know, scream racist. Right. This is racist or something like that. So that's really the feeling that I'm thinking about right now.
So when you were growing up, you were aware that there was this idea of racism?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard this growing up.
Man,
I only heard it when I came to California.
Yeah, this was in our textbooks. We learned about this. We spent like months on MLK, Black History Month, and things like that. Yeah, this stuff's
What traumatized you.
Yeah. So.
And so here is Serena Williams pretending like she's affected by cotton.
Yeah.
Who affected by cotton? I picked cotton.
You picked cotton.
Remember?
Yeah.
Down in Alabama.
Yeah.
I plant the cotton and I picked the cotton. And I took it to the gym.
Did you get whooped?
Hoppo did. What?
He just keep on attacking Oprah Winfrey.
Here's from People. Serena Williams spoke out about a cotton plant decoration in a New York City hotel, saying it doesn't feel great to see it. Watch this from X.
So actually, it feels like nail polish remover cotton, natural.
All right, everyone. How do we feel about cotton as decoration? Personally, for me, it doesn't feel great.
So, if it felt bad, why did she walk over to it and touch it and took a piece of it? The cotton didn't even move. She went and got it.
Well, she was probably, you know, communicating with her ancestors. That's probably what that was. You know, the souls of her ancestors.
She went over to the cotton and got a piece off it. It looked like she was rubbing her hand with it.
Yeah, that's it.
But she was offended by it.
Yeah, that's it. I understand.
Understand what?
How she could be offended by that.
Why?
Because our people were enslaved for years.
He's still joking, folks.
Am I? I'm just kidding. It's just funny.
Ironically, in 2021 video, William showed off her home, which featured a sculpture of a donkey standing over cotton. What's this? From X.
Hello, AD. Welcome to my home. Come on in. This house for a really, really long time. I actually worked with my sister Venus. Get inside my brain and pick my brain and show you my vision. And I didn't want to lose that aspect, but I also didn't want to form a living room. And I was just trying to decide, what do I do? Now, I love art and I love, you know, all kinds of like artists, and I find it really cool. So I was like, what if I had a formal living room, but instead of it being a living room, it's called an art gallery. So this is our gallery. It adds some more fun stuff. This is a Leonardo Drew, another Radcliffe Bailey.
And there's cotton.
Look at that donkey. Cotton. Yeah, that's cotton right there. I know cotton.
So how is she offended by cotton?
Well, like I said earlier, our people had to pick cotton
for all those years. That's like the Pope praying over ice.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. 888-775-3777. What a mess. So, folks, our audience don't know if Derek is serious or not, all right? I can't tell.
I wasn't serious. All right. I'm done.
Amazing. Hey, thank you, Derek. I don't know if you were serious or not, buddy.
I was.
You were not?
So, not really.
You don't know either? I'm sorry that he's an expert, folks. He'd be like, so he could tell me that a black male in chat says that lady intent was to alienate and hurt that boy with that stupid song. How do you know that, though? If she was trying to alienate him, and I'm not saying you're right or wrong, I'm just wondering how you know that. Because if she wanted to alienate the boy and hurt him, why would she make a video of it and then send it to, according to a report, send it to his mother? Knowing that if she knew that it was going to create a problem for herself like that. I'm wondering out loud. Sion is from Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Sion, you are on the air.
Oh, Dusty, hello?
Hey, Sion.
You can hear me, right?
No, right?
Really? Okay, you do.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
I was on Bluetooth because I can't hold the phone. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But right now you sound fine. You had your surgery?
Yes, that's what I wanted to tell you.
Okay,
also.
Go ahead.
I was shaking, I was nervous, and I was hearing his story of, you know, the surgery may not be a good idea, you know?
Right.
But I went through it. I took your advice. I went through, and it worked out.
See?
You know, I'm okay now.
Right on.
I did the right thing, because if I didn't, my nerve could have been damaged more, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I saved my nerve, I guess. And the doctor, he said everything went went well. So that's good.
Right on. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I really, really wish you well with that. I'm glad it's over and now you're recovering. And
yeah, it's over.
Cool. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, the monkey birthday song.
Right. What do you think about the monkey song?
I think, okay, probably the lady didn't mean any harm, maybe, you know? She just thought of it as a cute song for the kids. But it just don't look good, you know? It don't look right.
What does it look like to you? Right. What does it look like to you?
Because he's black, it's, you know, a black person, and you know already they're not going to take it. The mother, you know, she got offended over it because it's just a monkey always been like an insult of black people from Africa. You
and
know?
So when people say that black people look like monkeys, are they offended by that?
Some are. Some believe that. I don't care. I mean,
right.
If she said that, if I was brainwashed, like, you know how black Americans here are brainwashed to identify with their blackness, right? I wouldn't be offended because it's just it's just a song. It's a cute song. But for someone who believes in their blackness, it's offensive.
Not knowing what the teacher was thinking because you didn't talk to her, you don't know. Had the teacher thought that it was negative, it was a negative thing, do you think the teacher would have recorded it and sent it to the black mother?
She probably, the white lady teacher, she didn't feel any, I'm sure she didn't think she would take it that way. You know, she did in her right mind, knowing people, black people do get offended so easily over that kind of remark. So I don't think she did it intentionally or, you know, in a harmful way. Yeah.
So should people tiptoe around the blacks now, knowing they're so emotional and they can say and do whatever they want to other races and other people, but they can't handle anything that happens to them? Should the people tiptoe around the blacks?
No, but, you know, they're going to because it's just...
But knowing that they're going to overreact, even though they do it the same thing to other folks or similar things, should people tiptoe around the blacks, knowing that they're going to overreact to anything?
They shouldn't. But then it's like there's some people on both sides. In the white people also have a problem. Some, you know, they just want to be so hateful towards, you know, black people. So there's evil white people and there's evil black people. But for some, they're just doing it to make them so upset and to make them feel little or less than, you know? So they shouldn't tiptoe around black people like that. We should all get along.
Can we all just get along?
But there's just evil, you know, Jesse.
Yeah.
I love everyone, but there's white people who hate, you know, blacks. And then there's blacks who hate whites. It's just there's no, everybody's so hateful and evil towards one another, I think. I don't know. We could never get over that, I don't think. The world is so dark.
Whose fault is it that black people are so sensitive and overreact to stuff? Who is it, the white people's fault that the blacks act that way, or is it their own fault?
Their own fault, their leader, you know, they set them up. From the beginning, like you say, the civil, with the civil rights movement, and then every day someone that they look up to, like the celebrities, you know, the media, always telling them, you are oppressed. You are second to the white, and then the foreigners come third, the foreign blacks, that is, not the Hispanics or the Asians, but the foreign blacks,
right.
The Africans like me, we come third class. they're just, they're taught that way, you know? So their leaders set them up that way. The media, everyone, you know, the hateful whites too. There's whites that really want the black people to hate themselves and never prosper, you know?
Amazing. So, what a mess, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You caught me off guard. I was outside getting sun a little bit.
Getting tan?
Yeah. Getting tan in the morning.
You think
the morning sun is done. No, I'm caramel skin.
Oh.
I want to be like you. I want to be midnight black.
Black like as you. The ace of spades.
I love your color. I love you. I love everything about Jesse. Yeah.
Hey, I love you.
Oh.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm happy, so.
Thank you, and I'm glad that you're healing. You had your surgery. It went well, and that you're healing. And I'm glad you called in and tell me that. So right on.
Yes, yes. Nice talking to you, too.
Let me ask you something really fast because of time. I know you wanted to respond to the biblical question. What does it mean to defend the faith? You still want to respond to that?
No. I just wanted to tell the screen guy a reason to, you know, he asked me for a reason.
Oh, okay.
I said, because he wants a valid reason to put me through to talk to you.
Okay. Amazing.
I lied.
Right on. Well, from now on, this is Sion Derek. She doesn't need a reason.
Oh, see? Thank you.
You're welcome.
VIP treatment. VIP.
Right on. All right, Sion. Yeah. Good to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Amazing. Roberto out of New York. Roberto, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, sir.
Everything's going well. That's great to hear. Are you going to have a men's conference anytime soon? We met there. I know it was a few years back, man. I've been trying to work on myself.
We're not planning one, but eventually we will have one for sure.
Oh, so what's it been, like 4 years, 5 years almost, right?
I know. I didn't realize that much time had gone by.
I know. It's too fast, man. Yeah.
But we still have the men's forums here every first Thursday night. We have the Sunday morning fellowship. So we're still doing things, just that. Not that right now.
Yeah, it's just hard to plan from New York City. I got to do what that guy from Oregon did. I just caught the beginning of the show a little bit. Like, I got to fly out there.
Yeah, we often get people
go back
in.
To New York,
There's a young lady that flies in from Oregon or somewhere, Washington, one of those up there. And she comes in just for the women's forum and the Sunday morning meeting sometimes, and she goes back home. So people do come in from around the world for the meetings.
Yeah, I got to check it out, man, especially if you're not going to have a conference. It's just easier to plan for us, like from the East Coast. You know, you have a set date and then just go to the conference and then the church service. And
absolutely.
It just works out, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I was hoping you'd have an idea of when you guys are going to plan something like that.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, but if we do, we'll definitely put it out there. In the meantime, we do have men and women flying in from different states. They stay for a few days and attend both the meetings, and they go back.
Yep. No, I hear you. I just want to ask you a biblical question.
Oh, you do? Hold on.
Yeah, that's what I called for. I just wanted to. Yep.
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on pules.net. Back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that If you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So, thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. The Hake Report is coming up top of this hour after the Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. The American the FallenState.tv. Brand new episode at 11 a.m. The FallenState.tv. And I talked to Kim Heller, and she's an author, political commentator, and anti-apartheid advocate from South Africa. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a genocide happening to white people in South Africa right now.
There's no genocide of white people.
Do you have white privilege?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm writing my second book on white supremacy, stealing land, killing people, damaging their culture.
Why do you mama the black? Oh, there, baby. I know you can't make it. Instead of showing them real love. It's funny. Honestly, you seem to want to please the black man. And you say, I seem to want to be the white man.
No,
what happened here? Amazing. The Father State today at 11 a.m. And Kim has a book out, The Everlasting. Her book is called White Power and Privilege in Democratic South Africa. It's interesting to me that white people, there are some white people think they have white privilege. What? But anyway, you can support the Father State right there on the FatherState.tv on the YouTube channel, or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Right? Okay. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, right after the Father State, around 12 noon, 12:15, maybe 12:30, somewhere in there. You don't want to miss He's Flying Today. Get your ticket. Run, hurry. The American Anchor Baby. And then Fellowship on Sunday for All. Let me go back to Roberto. He wants to respond to the biblical question. Roberto, what does it mean to defend the faith?
To defend the faith, the example you used with that Fox News thing and everything, it seemed like it's just an expression to get a thrill. But the meaning I think that you're looking for, that I came up with, that I've thought about, the only way anyone can defend their faith or any way is just by prayer, and just sit down and pray and just let it be in God's hands.
And so do you defend your faith?
Yes, I defend my faith. I try to pray every day, do the silent prayer, and pray to good old Catholic God, and just leave it all on the table, I guess.
You a Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, man, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
All right. And, hopefully we'll hear something soon about a conference. If not, I'll try to make it out there. If not, then I'll just have to be like Josh from Georgia and just call up and answer the questions and see if I can make it out there, you know?
Yeah, Josh shows up sometimes. He was here a couple of Sundays ago.
I know. That's crazy. That's why it makes me feel bad now. Because last time I met you was in the conference. So I'm like, man, I got to get out there, man. But I'm only in New York City, so it's just a pain between work and everything. So
right on.
That's all, man.
Well, I hope you can make it. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate it, Jesse, man. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. You too now. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 888-7753. Nathan is the first-time caller out of North Carolina. Nathan, you are on the air.
Amazing. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Nathan.
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to tell you that it does work, the forgiveness thing. So long story short, about 6 months ago, after listening to your show, I discovered you on your mom's house, the podcast.
Yes.
it's kind of crazy. I went there searching for just some comedy, and I left thinking, like, oh, my God, this guy has kind of the solution. So I went and I forgave my mother, which was obviously kind of difficult at times, like it seems to be for everybody. But
and why was it difficult for you?
She was resistant to it. So it wasn't like hard for me, because I wanted to forgive her. I felt it was super necessary. But
yeah,
she didn't think she had done much wrong, obviously, at first. And what's interesting is after that, I start forgiving other people in my life, and all of a sudden I was able to quit smoking pot, which I had been doing for about 20 years every day. And it just sort of just left me one day. Like, I don't know how to even describe it. So I knew that next I had to forgive my father and kind of return to him.
Yes.
So I kept going over there and being like, all right, today's the day. And I'd walk in. And it wasn't the fear of it. It's like something would always happen, right? And these stories that we create, obviously, to describe things. But my story at the time was, oh, something keeps disrupting this. It almost seemed like Satan, right? So I finally yesterday, I was like, well, let's just wait and see. I guess it'll just kind of the opportunity will present itself. And my dad comes over right then, and I was able to just forgive him out of nowhere.
And how did it go with him?
It was the easiest thing.
Yeah.
You would have been.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, it's fine. You don't have to forgive me for anything. You were hard-headed, and I felt like I had to do that for you. And I was like, well, I at least forgive you, or at least I'm sorry for resenting you also. And he was like, well, you probably could have resented me. Like, I was pretty hard on you. And I was like, well, I don't think so.
Right.
So it was just amazing the difference. But I really wanted people to know that if they're having like some sort of anger or addiction or some issue like that, forgiveness will kind of lead you into this natural way of letting go.
Absolutely.
It was incredibly fascinating. So, and then honestly, I think that sort of answers the biblical question too. How do you defend the faith?
Let me ask you this before you answer that. Let me ask you this. Before you heard me say that forgiveness is the way to go, did you know or did you ever think, you know what, I need to forgive my mother? Had that ever crossed your mind that you need to forgive her? Or did you know you needed to forgive her?
Not in that context. I didn't know specifically who I needed to forgive.
Right.
But I knew that I had been Bible thumping for about 2 years. Every morning I'd wake up, first thing I would do, 5 a.m., crack the Bible, read for 30 minutes, and I was realizing nothing was getting better in my life.
Yeah.
I was just becoming an intellectual Bible thumper who was accidentally starting religious arguments with everybody. And it seems to be what happens, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as I started to forgive, all those lessons that I felt like I had been learning, they all kind of, they went from my brain kind of down into the heart, and I went to the point of like knowing instead of thinking.
Right on, man. And so
I think that is, go ahead, sorry.
No, you think that is what? That is what?
And I think that is the answer to the biblical question. Sometimes you just, defending the faith is doing nothing sometimes. Sometimes just wait and see and let it happen. Like you feel what you feel, you think you know what you know, and And then once you realize that's all kind of BS and lies, the only choice is to just sit there and let it happen, whatever it is. Just quit creating stories, quit creating ways of explaining and rationalizing, and just wait and see.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. Are you doing, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, are you doing the silent prayer yet?
Yeah, and not every day, not morning and night, but every time I do it, it's like my mother's nature starts soaking through. I start crying. So I don't know what that is, but I think it's just releasing something, maybe.
You say every time you do it, what happens?
I start crying on accident, like a beta. It's just like tears well up, and it feels like this whole, like something being lifted off of my shoulders. And
yeah.
Just like, it's not euphoria, it's the lack of hell, more so.
Right on.
It's not joy, it's just not misery.
Knowing that, why don't you practice being present all the time?
Well, I just don't feel bad anymore. I know it sounds weird.
So you need to feel bad before you practice being present?
Apparently. Maybe there's something in me that's not, not fully there. But like, what the?
All right.
And then the energy I have is from quitting smoking pot. I mean, I don't think that people understand.
Yeah.
How it's really screwing them up. I was an artist, and I used to smoke pot, and I would hear, this sounds crazy, but I would hear voices telling me what to draw and how to do things. It was like a loud whisper in my ear almost. And as soon as I quit smoking, that went away. So I don't know if it's some sort of like schizophrenia or something that it was causing, but I truly think that is like, it's amplifying whatever battle of good and evil is happening inside of you.
Well, I recommend do what you want, but I recommend you practice doing the silent prayer, and then during the day, you practice being present, rather, so you can the light can reveal to you what's going on and take it away from you.
Yes, sir.
Right on, Nathan. Thank you, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
All right. I love you, Jesse.
Love you, too, and stay with it.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Take care now.
Bye.
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 Amazing. Let me go to Christina out of New Mexico. Christina, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey,
hope
Christine.
You're doing well.
All is well. Thank you.
Wonderful. I was going to give a big thank you to you and Hake, actually. A few weeks ago, or some time ago, you were discussing a subject about a woman who was being stalked. She was a singer. And I had called, I guess, to talk about, like, my experience with it.
Uh-huh.
And then Hake asked a really good question about why does that always happen to me? And so I'm glad he told me that because it helped me to look more inward on a lot of things. And I realized that there's a lot of conditioning placed on me by my parents that I didn't realize.
Yep.
And whatever traumas they had, I was carrying those things out in my life. And so as I was looking into the why all this was happening, I realized, like, man, like, all these things are dead. This is a dead life I'm living through. And I started saying, you know, I'm out of here. I'm going to start living my own life. And, man, I cannot believe how much has changed. A lot has changed, like, for the better. And I'm really grateful to you and Hake for helping direct our mindset instead of being an outward mindset to have an inward mindset and
Absolutely.
To have more
yep.
letting go of it and just letting God do everything.
Right on. You're welcome, but stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Definitely.
You haven't mm-hmm. seen anything yet. It gets better.
Yeah, I've learned that consistency is key for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Well, cool. You're welcome and stay with it. All right.
Definitely. I hope you both have a very good weekend, and thank you. And thank you to the GLP crew for putting everything together to help all of us.
Right on. Thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Anita is a first-time caller out of California. Anita, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Anita.
How are you, Jesse?
All is well.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
on the phone.
Are you your first time caller?
Yes.
What do you say, Derek?
First time call.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, this is Anita first... from the fellowship.
Yes, this is Anita.
The watermelon lady.
The watermelon lady.
What the?
No, it's a blessing talking to you on the phone.
You sound different on the phone.
I do?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, for a second, Derek did not recognize me either.
Yeah, in the meantime, I can't hardly hear you when you speak, but now I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, yes. I don't know. In my head, I sound loud in my head, and then everyone outside is like, oh, speak up. So I'm glad the phone amplifies that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I want to say thank you so much, the fellowship and the women's fellowship and Bond and the JLP show. Such a blessing, such a guide.
Right on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you. I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What does it mean to defend the faith?
What I understand from it is that mainly Christians, when the faith is either sounds like someone is challenging what they're saying, or someone just goes on a Bible thumping episode, and then someone questions something. Like, for example, you always ask, or you
ask.
You always emphasize how Jesus is not God. Now, Christians, as a Christian for the longest part of my life, I was told too, Jesus is God. Worship Jesus. Jesus is God. And that's what we did. All the songs in church are about worshiping Jesus because he's God. Now, when a Christian is faced with you saying, no, Jesus is not God, they go into, no, he is, and pull up this scripture and pull up that scripture to defend the position because it's going against what they believe. So my understanding of defending is like arguing for what someone believes to be true. So the faith is that they believe, for example, something that has been taught in the church, and they're going out there to say, no, you're wrong. And you're like, no, it's not true. And they're going like, no, it is true. So that is because they've been convinced, and you are then diminishing what someone, quote unquote, believes. So defending the faith is really just arguing for what someone believes about what they believe, if I may put it that way.
That's amazing. What the?
Yeah. What the, for sure.
Wow.
I think I realized that over time, and it is funny and cool, my addiction has been Jesse Lee Peterson-ified, or Jessified, I could say. Like, I also say, what doc these days as well.
Amazing. Wow. Well, I definitely appreciate your responding to the, your response to the biblical prayer, but stay with us, stay with us. Don't ever stop practice being present.
Thank you. I will do that. I also wanted to comment on the monkey song.
Yeah, real fast because of time.
Yes. So you know how you have, the teaching or being taught by what you the kingdom within and what you talk about has become like a mirror to look at how one is responding. And I have been in a situation where I thought I was being offended, but now that I know it's just the devil reacting that way, where somebody, I was visiting my sister, she lives in the Netherlands, and while we were riding, a child in the bus, there was fog on the window, and while we were interacting, at some point he turned around on the glass and he drew what looked like a monkey. Now, I didn't talk to him, but because the interaction had been a little tense, of course, the thoughts already go ahead and go like, oh, he's referring to you that way. And although it was not really offensive to me, because you're already angry as a person, or you already have the spirit of anger, it, naturally you can't help it. You're going to react that way, you know. I think I'm curious to know from Nick, for example, whether the monkey song was sang to him or to anyone else that wasn't black in the school.
Well, it probably they sang it to Hake. I'm pretty sure.
They sang it to Hake. I think maybe. There.
Did it Hake? Yes, they did to him. To you, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sung to me.
Yeah, they both heard it.
Yeah.
What?
All kids like monkeys and kind of want to be monkeys. It's playful, right. It's silly.
Even the monkey was singing, dum de dum de dum, do the monkey. We used to do the monkey dance.
Yep.
I got to run, Anita. Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you.
All right, stay with it.
Thank you so much, Jesse. It's a pleasure talking to you, and have a wonderful morning.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. Super chat.
Max, hi, Jesse. I learned the sin is in the thought. If one is able to observe all thoughts, will a bad thought still be a sin without responding to it? What does it mean to be without sin? Thank you. Heart.
What does it mean to be without sin?
Yeah.
To reject the thoughts. Don't go with them. Don't communicate with them or anything. And you will resist the temptation, and it will flee from you. Amazing. Thank you.
Marcus, everybody is evil except baby Jessica's daddy.
That's right. That's right.
Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills. Jane Goodall wanted half of humanity dead because of climate change. Well, lads, she did her part. Now she's a good commie. LOL.
Where's Jane Goodall now?
In heaven.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Renesio, 3 coffees. So I says to my friend, I says, there is no you. And he was like, nah. I said, yeah, the idea of you is just your ego trying to be someone. He was like, nah. I said, yeah. And not only that, but we're all just one divine conscience evolving in different forms in the eyes of God. He just shrugged. Says Renesio.
Right on. Thank you.
Instapower. Consciousness is once again awakening within humans on Earth. Heart emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kilo Alpha Tango. Bounce them glorious furry orange globes, Hake. Thank you, Kilo Alpha Tango. It's an inside joke.
You have on your birthday shirt today. Christmas shirt. I was thinking of a monkey birthday.
Nice.
Christmas shirt.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Another merry, amazing Christmas shirt.
You can get that at jessieleepeterson.shop.
That's right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kayla, BQ answer.
What does it mean to defend your faith?
Seems like there's no such thing as defending the faith, quote unquote. Two devils fighting. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Calvin from Ohio. 1 Peter 3:15. Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Defending your faith just means always be ready to give a reason for your belief in Christ, he says.
Oh, amazing. Thanks for the response to the biblical question. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Calvin. Calvin also says, by the way, Jesse, lying to prevent your head getting chopped off would be dangerous. And I quote, if you deny me in front of man, I will deny you in front of my father.
But if you about to get your head cut off, you think God going to mind if you say no?
I don't know.
Knowing that in your heart.
I don't know him.
Knowing that in your heart, that's not what you are. Thank you, though. Amazing.
Anthony, oxymoron is bigger, liberal Christian, or Nazi coon? Which one?
Amazing. I don't know.
Usagi. Hey, Jesse, I've developed a theory of everything, and I know empirically by the math, God is real. All people have a soul. Keep praying, read your Bibles, and think on the words of your Lord.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Usagi. Yeah. The Thought Watcher, BQ answer.
What does it mean to defend your faith?
No such thing, Jesse. That sounds like something Allah Abba does. God don't need us to defend anything.
Amazing. Thank you. I put this in on Sunday.
And heat, Jesse, in relation to the BQ. Do you believe a time is coming and has already come when each person will be required to defend their faith? People who try to save their lives will lose them, and those who lose their lives will save them? Luke 17:33.
Thank you. No.
Anthony, people should...
So I don't know, but no. Go ahead.
Anthony says, in relation to that caller, people shouldn't judge, yet he judges Trump. Hypocrite.
Good point. Right on. Thank you.
Someone five coffees. Thank you for the advice about my evil mother Thursday. Nice.
Thank you. Amazing. Stay with it.
Eugene, five. If somebody physically possessed, can you help that person, Jesse?
Only if they want to. Their face can help them, not me. Amazing. Thank you.
Punchy bought a coffee. The pastor of my church been shaming the congregation for not enough people walking up to the altar, kneeling down, praying in the middle of the service in front of everybody, saying it's pride that's keeping us from doing so. But I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like it's a thrill, part of an ego trip to do that. Any thoughts on the matter?
You should say to your pastor, what the? You can't be yelling at people. They don't want to come down. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Kayla, Jesse, did you have electricity in your childhood home?
Amazing. At first, we had none, and then we finally got some when I became a teenager. Thank you.
Five coffees from Eric. Racism doesn't exist. If you don't look for it, you never find it. Jesse, remember when you said, if you're offended, you owe the other person an apology for judging them. That's deep.
Yeah, if you offend someone, meaning that if you judge them. Thank you.
Brooke, reminder that Trump is not the president. He is king, chosen by God to do God's work. He's the one standing in evil's way for good people who understand right from wrong. He has a divine right, their rule.
I rest my case. They call him amazing. They call him king. They call him daddy. But I call him the great white hope. Thank you. Amazing.
Alphabet BQ. To defend means to stay firm in the present and not be persuaded by Satan. Defend by doing the silent prayer morning and night and every time. No one can defend outside of themselves spiritually.
Thank you. Amazing.
Fazul. Oh, Lord, Jesse, what manner of pope is this? SMH. Shaking his head.
I don't know what's wrong with our pope. All these popes seem to be like out to lunch. What the? Thank you.
Insta power. The spiritual war is not for us, Jesse. Like Jesse says, it's for the world. FYI, heart.
Thank you. Amazing.
ALL, thank you. No message.
Thank you, ALL.
The Nate standard. Seth, call your friends. Sounds like an inside message.
Thank you.
And shout out to the D-Live crew. That's all we have time for now. We'll have to read the rest next week, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing. I appreciate it. I tried to get them all in. But time won't permit it. But thank you. See you on Sunday. The Hate Report is coming up now. And then a brand new episode of The Father State. And after that, The American Anchor Baby. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Forgive. And God will forgive you. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation. To my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee. mean it.